the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
How's that, Stanley? Can you hear me, Stanley? Hello? Can you hear me, Stanley? I hope everybody listening live can hear me. That should have corrected everything. So, I'll repeat the story I just did about James Franco wanting to play the multiple man and me thinking that I don't know if Feige's really going to be on board with that, because any plans Fox had with X-Men movies, they are, if they're not made already or in production where they can't be halted, you can forget about it. So, Justice League has a digital release date for its movie. And, let's see. All in. I don't see the date. Oh, okay, it's coming out January 30th, just a couple weeks away. That really is like more, you know, a little over, less than 2 weeks away. It'll be available on digital on demand and download. So, all you Justice League fans, your dreams will come true. No, come on, damn it! Okay, I'm going to go to drastic measures. Turn the game off for a moment because come back later. All right, so Kendrick Lamar is producing an album for Black Panther, and they released the first song of the album online, so I like it. Wolverine received surprise. Sorry, browser acting up. WGA Award nomination. And it's a shame to me. I think Wolverine should have been getting more nominations, but because it's a comic book movie that came out early in the year, nobody's going to take it serious. But it was nominated for the Writers Guild Awards for Best Adapted Screenplay. As the critically acclaimed film, which marked the end of Hugh Jackman's 17-year tenure as Wolverine, is set in the near future with the X-Men are dead, mutants are virtually extinct, and Agent Logan is left to care for Agent Charles Xavier, even as his own abilities fail him. The R-rated drama also introduces a generation of young mutants led by Daphne Keene's X-23. And of course, it was directed by Mangold. And the screenplay was written by Scott Frank, who wrote Minority Report and The Wolverine, and Michael Green, who wrote Alien Covenant and Blade Runner 2049. It will compete in Best Adapted Screenplay category against Call Me By Your Name, Disaster Artist, Molly's Game, and Mudbound. So, it has a tall order to win, but at least a few things are recognizing it as the great movie that it was, and that it is, actually. Let's see. There's a release date for Jessica Jones Season 2. As soon as that comes out. No. All right, got to go back to the game. Commercial, so turn away. All right, how long is it going to take for this page to load up? Come on. I'll come back to that. I'll come back to it. Vin Diesel is in talk to play Valiant's Bloodshot. And, I know he's not a mainstream character, but You know, Vin Diesel, he's been trying to do all kinds of comic book characters. You know, he wanted to play Black Bolt. And he does the voice of Groot, but that's not him physically playing a role and acting. But, you know, maybe Bloodshot will be the one where, you know, it's not that big of a role and you don't have to worry about a corporate machine. So Vin Diesel's gearing up for another comic book adventure. Dude, this one looks to be much more violent than his turn as Marvel's most adorable tree. According to a new report from The Wrap, Diesel is in talk to star in Sony's Bloodshot movie, based on the volume comic of the same name. Sony is now moving forward with its extended universe, based on Bloodshot and Harbinger comic series. The news report states that the plan... Stop moving, Paige. Yeah, this is a bad show, people. Alright, let's see if that Jessica Jones announcement date came up. No. No. Okay, forget that. All these problems I'm having. I go off the air for 1 week and I can't get it in order. Now I'm getting pop-up ads. Okay. So, Diesel joins a familiar face on the project as Fast and Furious producer Neil Moretz is producing the project alongside Valiant Denise Shamadanassi. Dave Wilson is set to direct the film with a rival screenwriter Eric Heisner penning the script. The report also states that the Bloodshot film will try to add the recent R-rated success found with movies like Logan and Deadpool. I don't know if it being an R-rated is going to make it successful. Wolverine is a known property that needs to be R-rated, and Deadpool was a cult following that became mainstream because it was R-rated. But everything's not going to work R-rated. Oh my God, my team is losing. What is the score? Okay, we can come back. We can come back. We can score this drive. We can come back. Okay. See, I can't concentrate with my team losing. Son of a bitch. Okay. There is a release date for Thor Ragnarok. Let's see. No, that's a... No, sorry. That's not news. That's a video. Tessa Thompson Valkyrie is coming to the Marvel Comics universe. And basically, they're going to add her in as a Valkyrie. Now, don't get upset. They're probably not replacing the Valkyrie that's already in the Marvel Universe. There is more than one Valkyrie, so. But they're adding her character as part of the comic book universe. Says his Valkyrie is one of the best parts of Thor Ragnarok. Tessa Thompson played the battle scarred warrior, like an Asgardian version of Han Solo. A down on her luck fighter who tries to use drinking and mercenary work to distract from her past traumas. Anyway, so the book is going to be written by Saldanin Ahmed, who writes Black Bolt, and illustrated by Javier Rodriguez, who does The Exiles, and features a diverse team of superheroes assembled from across the Dimensions to Save. Stop moving, Paige. To save the multiverse from a terrible threat led by the portal opening mutant Blink. Currently played by Jamie Chung on the Gifted. You know I'm behind on the Gifted. It's gonna be she's gonna be part of the Exiles, and it's gonna be in stores on April 11th. So, I get it. That's what the Exiles is. It's different characters from different universes who has to come together to, fight the good fight, save the universe, save the world. And so, and Marvel just dropped a Deadpool-themed Monopoly game. And so that's going to be interesting to see what's inside of that as far as a Monopoly game related to Deadpool. And maybe you might not want to get that for the kids. Speaking of Deadpool, Family Guy made an online parody of Deadpool. So you can watch that video online if you need to find it. You can find a link on my page, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show page. Let's see. Now, I mentioned Tessa Thompson a minute ago, and I'm going to mention her again because Mark Millar wants Tessa Thompson to play the new Kick-Ass. And as you know, Kick-Ass was redone with a black female character, and Miller thinks that Tessa Thompson would be great for the role. She has shown that she is good at action movies with her thing in Thor. Let's see. What's next? News trailer for the Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay, came out. Oh, come on. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. We done lost the ball on the turnover. This is bullshit. And I got to do a show later on today where people are going to be fucking with me. Superman fans. The Red Trunks are coming back in Action Comics 1000. So all those who were the last 5, 6, 7 years that Superman didn't have the Red Trunks over his uniform, that didn't like that look, well, you're getting it back. So that's a lesson to learn when it comes to comic books. When costumes change, they're never permanent. At some point, somebody can come along and change it back to that original classic costume. And in that case, there is never no change in comic books. And the last story I got for today, no, I got two stories, I'm sorry. This one, you might want to sit down for. There is a petition from the fans to bring back Inhumans for a second season. Now, the first season of Inhumans was critically kicked in the behind. The fans didn't like it. And the ratings was just awful to the point where it has affected Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which has been a great season so far. Great so far this season. Yet, whenever there's a group of people who feel one way about something, there's always going to be a group of people who feel another way. So, someone started a petition and fans are signing up for them to bring back Inhumans. Now, of course, they've been talking about this show was probably canceled since before the last episode aired. And I still keep seeing stories about, it looks like Inhumans is canceled. It looks like it's canceled. Now, I guess they haven't made the official announcements yet, but I doubt if it's coming back. And if it do come back, I hope they don't do the same thing. I hope they change. They need to change the showrunner. They need to actually put some money into the effects. They need to have the Inhumans actually do Inhuman things. And, you know, if you're going to have somebody like Black Bolt, he can't just flip over a car and cave in a doorway. And that's the extent of you seeing his powers. Because then, for all you know, he can't do shit. Now, this is the last storyline. Let me make sure. Okay, Stanley, I guess you can hear me now. Okay, last story. If the page of flips open, nope. GLAAD Media Award nominates for Outstanding Comic Book announced. Alright, so the list of nominees for Outstanding Comic Books was the GLAAD Media Awards. Okay, so America, written by Page. Okay, the GLAAD Award. I said that part. Alright, so America is written by Gabby Rodriguez and Joe Guinness. Let's see. Boom Studios, The Backstage is written by James Tynes the Fourth and Ryan Singh. Batwoman written by Marguerite Bennett and James Tynes the Fourth. Black Panther, World of Wakanda by Roxanne Gay, Ta-Nehisi Coates, Yanda Harvey. Dead Man, Dark Mansion of the Forbidden Love by Sarah Vaughan, Lan Medina, and Philip Hester. Boom Studios, Goldie Vance by Hope Larson, Jackie Bell, Brittany Williams, and so on. And Iceman, written by Cena Grace and Alessandro Vitti. Boom Studios Lumberjack, written by Cat Lay and Shannon Waters. And Black Mask Comics Quantum Teams Are Go by Magdalene Visigoi and Eric Donovan. Let's see. The Woods by James Tyron the Fourth and Michael Dallasness. So this will be announced on April 12th in Beverly Hills, California, and May 5th in New York at the Hilton. Beverly Hills and the Hilton in New York. So those are the GLAAD Awards and nominations. Well, that was a crappy show, and it's coming to an end. Later on today, following the NFC Championship game, will be a special edition of the sports report hosted by William Morgan. Tomorrow will be a special edition of Raw after show hosted by Double A. Tuesday will be a doubleheader as always. Shining Wizards live at 7, and The Rant live at live at 9 p.m. People are texting me about the game. They're just ready to pile on. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling at 9. Friday, Turnbuckles Throwbacks at 9 p.m. New show here on Rant and Radio. The Midnight Jury is every second Saturday of the month. We already had one for January. You can go back and listen to that in the archives if you didn't listen to it live. Next week will be the Royal Rumble pre and post show. I'm not sure how that's going to affect my show because it might bump me off the air. If not, I'll be back at 5 o'clock for the What Are You Reading comic book show. And with that, I'm done. I'm out. I'll see you later. The team is losing, and everybody wants to beat up on me. So I'm out. Peace.